Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, the 129th meeting between Oregon and Oregon State is on the fan this Saturday at noon, and it is time for our weekly visit with Ducks head coach Dan Lanning. Coach.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey. How's your week?
Been good. Yeah, it's been a good week. Been a good week. How about y'all?
Oh, I can't complain.
Yeah, we don't complain much.
No. Hey,
good.
Before we get into the game, because no one cares, there was a graphic. On the Northwestern game, they showed a graphic at the start of the game, and it was about who was all on your staff at Alabama in 2015. And it was Saban, Kirby, Kiffin, Mel Tucker, Billy Napier, you, Tosh, you were a grad assistant. Tosh Poy was there. I may be missing one.
Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cristobal was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know at that time, do you look around and go, wow, this coaching staff, or did it just feel like another year to you?
No, I definitely had this feeling. Up until that point in my career, I'd kind of worked at several different spots, and I'd always said, okay, this guy made it. Oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay. There was always a guy that'd be like, okay, this, And when I got there, I'm like, holy moly, these guys are really good. Like, this is a unbelievable staff. And I felt that way about almost every position. And it really allowed me to grow. Now, I didn't know at the time, these guys were all going to go be head coaches. I didn't necessarily have that feeling, but I just felt like I was learning so much in that building every day. I was getting to see some of the best do it. And there was definitely a certain feel, about that.
So now that you're a head coach, of assistant coaches, how much can you see head coach material in an assistant?
I think you recognize that. I think we've got some guys that are going to be outstanding head coaches when they get the opportunity here at our place, and I think it has to be the right opportunity for them. But there's some guys that will be really, really good when they get that chance.
And what would those traits be?
Well, I think you'll be a go-getter. You've got to see things from a blimp view, right? We had a Goodyear blimp here the other day. I think you're gonna be able to see things from a big picture view and realize that one win in one category doesn't necessarily equal a win in another category. Like, seeing how things affect other things, I think that's important. The ability to let people do their job and function at a high, at a high standard, but on the same note, be able to point out something and correct something when it's not right, and identify an issue quick and go on the attack to say, okay, how are we going to make this better or avoid situations? I think that's important. And then, there's a lot of traits, right? But ultimately, recruiting is a huge part of that. You're not going to have a successful program if you don't have a head coach that's going to be involved in recruiting and attack that, with a great enthusiasm, foresight. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think that matters, but it starts with, one of the most important traits is being able to hire good people and recognize when you have great people around you.
Does it feel like, you look around the country at some of the big programs, and there's still some of the old timers that are hanging around. But it feels to me like it's becoming a young man's game. Is there an energy or I don't know how you would describe it, but it just feels like the game is younger and more energetic. There's a transition to these types of coaches, yourself included.
Well, I think what I would say is And I think it's probably the same way when you guys played. Like when I played, it was like, coach says jump, you say how high, yeah. right? And there was this 20, 30 year window of time where the game adapted to coaches and players adapted to coaches and coaches adapted to coaches. And now all of a sudden coaches are having to adapt. Like, you better change the way you think about things and be willing to do things differently than you've ever done them. Otherwise the game's going to pass you up. So, does that lean itself towards younger coaches maybe have more success? But because, yeah, we've always had to adapt it. And maybe somebody has been around for a long time, this is the way we've always done it, doesn't necessarily always work anymore. You have to be willing to change. And I think that's a really important trait for a coach now.
Makes sense. And because it does feel like, even with the transfer portal now, it feels like every 6 months we have some sort of new wrinkle that gets thrown at you guys.
Right.
Are you happy now that we're moving to the one transfer portal window?
Yeah, I think that's definitely better for college football. Definitely better for the players too. Certainly better for the coaches. You get an opportunity to say, okay, when I get done with January, I know who my team is, right? And there was always this feeling of, okay, we got through December and January. Now we gotta go through May and see if our team's still gonna be the same, you know? And like eliminating some of those variables, I think is good for players and for coaches to the extent of, okay, let's hunker down and let's get better, right? Let's improve. Let's not deal with some of the constant change.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on 105.1 The Fan, Civil War here on The Fan Saturday. Does the best leadership on a football team come from the players or the coaches?
Oh, always players.
Really?
Always players. And I think you have to direct that, right? You have to explain, like when you see it, a good leadership, you have to point it out and recognize it. It's not always the loudest guy. It's not the guy that just repeats statements. Like that's not necessarily great leadership, but when it can come from a player, I think that means so much more. When you hear something from a peer as opposed to a coach, that's when you start really cooking with gas.
So you make it a point to look at who your leaders are. And again, like I say, there's a lot of different ways to lead. And you point those guys out to other players?
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the mistakes a lot of coaches make is, you know, you get someplace or – and this is a lot of programs, right, where they're like, oh, we got a leadership council and they've got like five people on it. And it's like, okay, you're going to tell me those are the only five people that can lead your team? Like here, we're a little bit different. We're going to have several guys that are involved in leadership. And that means you're giving everybody an opportunity and a voice. I don't care how old you are, right, to be able to lead. Like you can lead as a freshman. That doesn't matter, right? Like, but let's count on developing leadership. So when you point it out, when you see it, when you get an opportunity for it, take advantage of it. And I think our players feel that here, that they can have a voice, that they can be a leader, even if they're not necessarily a senior or a guy that started for 3 years. Like, and there was an absence of that this past season, because we lost 10 guys to the NFL. We lost some players. So if we know it's going to be an absence of that, like, let's make sure everybody on the program knows they can be a part of that. And because of that, now we've got outstanding leadership. We've got a bunch of guys that are involved in what the standard is and what it looks like.
Is it something that grows organically too as the season goes on? Can it shift?
Yeah, for sure. But you have to water it, right? Like you have to recognize, you have to point it out. And again, we try to do that at every opportunity we get.
If you have conflict amongst teammates, how do you resolve it?
Just fight. We just get in a fist fight.
All right.
No, I mean, you address it. Like conflict's going to happen, right? You got a brother, you're going to fight with your brother at times. That's really no different than it is in the locker room. Address it, call it what it is. And then, you know, generally for me, I spend a lot of time asking like, okay, did that make us better at football? Was that fight worth it? Right. Cause you know, fights don't really happen at our practice very often. And I just tell them, I was like, guys, if I thought fighting was going to make us better at football, we would spend an entire period dedicated to just throwing like haymakers at each other. But it doesn't. Like, you're going to get kicked out of a football game. So we try to use it as learnable, teachable moments. But when you operate in a high stress environment like we do in football, like those moments, like that's going to happen. There's going to be conflict, and you got to be an expert at resolving that. And I think our players do a really good job of it.
Well, and I think you said, we won't get into it, but I just. Tell you, I really appreciated your comments about kind of the political climate we're in, and I'm guessing that all this leads to, as what you said, you have a locker room full of a lot of diverse people from a lot of different backgrounds, especially when you're a national recruiter, and that's how you end up with a team that ends up loving each other and pulling in the same direction, even if you do have conflict or a lot of guys that maybe aren't on the same page in personal lives.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's fun seeing a group of guys come together from you know, different parts of the country, different backgrounds. And then, you know, football is so special because you can't win. You can't win a football game with one person, right? A quarterback can't throw the ball to himself, block for himself, and catch it. You know what I mean? Like that's what's so special about this game is it takes everybody pulling in the same direction and having a unified cause.
What jumps out about Oregon State?
Yeah, you know, a team that we have some familiarity with. We're just playing them in the past, and they do. You know, they play physical. They're aggressive. You see some guys that are familiar faces, but maybe have been wearing different jerseys in the past. But like Malik Murphy has a really strong arm. He's a guy that can make all the throws, and he can really take the top off if you give him the opportunity. They got backs that run really hard. Defensively, they present a lot of difficult schemes that you have to be prepared for. Showing a lot of one picture and then creating something else on the snap, which makes it difficult. So it's a fun game to prepare for.
When you guys look, I mean, you guys have had three dominant performances, and you know, I don't know how you nitpick stuff, but was the Northwestern game the first time maybe you saw some warts? When I looked at like your guys' defensive run scheme, felt like Northwestern was able to get some push. When you went back and looked at that, was that foot or was that fit? Were we not getting leverage? Why was Northwestern at the beginning of the game able to run the ball on you guys for seemingly kind of the first time you've shown a wart all year?
Yeah, I think that they had a great plan going in. And they, you know, every defense has a strength. Every defense has a weakness, right? And then it also comes down to execution and doing a good job of that. And I thought they moved the line of scrimmage at times on us in that game, really on both sides of the ball. So we'll make some adjustments, identify some issues, and make sure we're prepared for it in the future.
Is it good to get some pushback? I mean, these have been relatively easy games with a lot of guys playing. Is it nice to maybe get, I know you don't want to have, you know, warts, but is it nice to get something on film that you can point at and say, guys, we're not as great as we think we are, and these are things learning tools that we can use to get better?
We learn from every week, but I'm not ever going to be the guy that says, hey, let's have some more warts, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, you like to see how your team adapts when things don't necessarily go as planned. Like, we converted some really tough situations in that game. The quarterback made some great plays. Wide receivers, protection was really good in some big games. You're going to win games. Games are going to exist like that at times for us. And, you know, we're all sitting there saying that, and you look up in the fourth quarter, and it's 34-0, right? Like, that can be a good thing as long as you learn from it. We've learned from every game this year. There's things that we can attack and improve in every single game we've played.
This is Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. Obviously, you trust your eyes with the film, but how much do you look at and weigh statistics?
Not a ton.
Really?
Yeah. Well, be specific, I guess. What statistics?
Well, like, let's say I hit...
Because turnovers, we had five. Like, that would be an issue, right? Yeah. That'd be a statistic I'd pay attention to.
Well, sometimes they hand you the stat sheets, like, at halftime or whatever.
I use that, certainly. Like, I'm generally looking at rushing yards. I think that's a great indicator of wins, losses. I'm generally looking at third down conversions. I'm looking at turnovers. Like, there's definitely some statistics that carry weight and hold value, for sure. But, like, there's also outliers, right? Like, we ran the ball okay in that game, but we really ran the ball really well on that 66-yard play by Dier, right? So, like, don't let – stats can lie to you, too, right, if you want them to lie to you, right? And, you know, ultimately, we didn't give up a lot of explosive plays in that game, but we gave up a 79-yard run at the end of the game, right? So you take it for exactly what it is. Don't let statistics lie to tell your story. But on the same note, like, there should be a recognition of – okay, this isn't good enough, or this is really good, and it's something we want to be able to utilize and grow from.
Yeah, I want to ask you about, I know you don't like to sing out individual players, but you mentioned Daria Hill, who, you know, I know he doesn't have a lot of carries, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dude, every time that guy touches the ball, that seems to be a home run waiting to happen. Is that a guy that as the season goes on, we're going to see more of? Because he just, like I said, it's not a lot of touches, but boy, they're impressive.
Yeah, he's proven to be an explosive playmaker for us, and I think his role will continue to grow as the season goes. And I'm really glad he's here. He's done an unbelievable job. He has a smile on his face every day. This guy's attacked, what we put in front of him. He's really coachable, and he's grown as a player. He's going to be an outstanding one for us for a long time.
How hard is it like with a back? I mean, obviously, we see a guy that gets a few carries, but how much of playing as a running back? I think sometimes we miss, you know, it's, oh, if you can run the ball, but learning an offense and pass protection and things like that, is it harder than we think for freshmen to get thrown into the fire as an every down back as at this level?
I would say it's one of the harder positions. The hardest, no, but like every position, it's difficult, you know, to play as a freshman. If you're able to go out there and execute at a really high level as a freshman, it means you're doing something right. But that's certainly one of the harder positions to go in there because of the amount of things that they have to have, you know, in their repertoire.
Now, you've told us in the past that being sick is a choice. Are you choosing not to be sick right now? I get the hint of a little cold.
I'm not sick. Yeah, I'm choosing not to be sick right now.
That's, okay.
You might have caught me. Did I drink like a bottle of Dimetapp today? Yeah, but that's just another choice of mine.
Just for fun.
Yeah,
right?
It was
for fun.
I think it was like when was it might have been the Bussin' with the Boys came and your strength coach, someone asked him how many cups of coffee he was on that day. It's the same sort of caffeine and Robitussin will get you through it.
That's right. That's right.
Thoughts on these Shoe Duck uniforms?
How cool are those?
Amazing.
Those are pretty awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
So cool to be able to recognize somebody who's done so much for us and so much for the game and so much for sports. And even the story behind it, you know, that it's not, you know, and this is what, like, typical Phil, like, he would want. It's not just about Phil. It's about Phil and his coach. It's about Bill Bowerman. It's about the journey, you know, and they turned out really great. I'm really impressed. Todd Van Horn and his crew did an unbelievable job with him. Nike did an unbelievable job with him. So I'm so glad that we can recognize them.
Does he text you a lot?
We talk. Yeah, we absolutely talk. Not a crazy amount, but we have a lot of communication.
What if you threw on a hat and a black sport coat and dressed like Phil as you ran out onto the sideline for this game? Honor the man.
Nobody can be Phil but Phil, right?
That's true.
Yeah,
he's a one of one.
Yeah. He's a one of one.
It was also pretty cool. I liked that when Betcher got the chance to go out there, an Oregon kid, and walk on. Just that whole behind the scenes thing, being at the cabin, I'm kind of a cynical old bastard. Even me, I was like, dude, that's a cool experience for a player from the area to get to do that. Was whose choice was that to bring him out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't on my plate, but I mean, he's the perfect representative. I think somebody asked initially, like, we actually presented it to Phil back this summer. And we, you know, it's one of those things where, he's such a humble person that he doesn't require or want the recognition. And this was our opportunity to give him his flowers. But we had Bryce coming with me, and we were over at Hayward, and we kind of went through the whole design with him for the first time, and it resonated. You know, I think you guys probably saw the Joey Harrington video, mm-hmm. You know, where he's in the background describing it. We got to watch that for the first time with Phil, and then we went through the jersey and the helmets and the cleats, all of it, the story with him, and it really resonated. Bryce was a part of that. So it was only fitting that when we did that reveal to Phil that Bryce would be the guy wearing it whenever we revealed it to everybody else.
And real quick, I know we got to cut you loose, but your thoughts on, it sounds like next year they're going to take a break, but then the Civil War comes back. Excited that we get to keep this rivalry going?
Yeah, I think that's good for the state, good for us, good for Oregon State. You know, that's a rivalry that means a lot to a lot of people here, and certainly a lot of people in our building. So I'm glad it's something we get to keep. And then even with the travel in their league and the travel in our league, I think it makes sense to know that, hey, you're either going to have a game that's 45 minutes away or 45 minutes away the other direction. But that's a positive.
All right, Coach. Good luck on Saturday. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. And get some rest.
Making a choice.
How about that? He admitted it.
He admitted nothing.
Well, no, he didn't. He was like, sick. Oh, no, I drank Robitussin, but...
doesn't mean you're sick.
Yeah, just like the taste.
Bottle of Diamond Tap is a choice.
Yeah, that is. That man's an animal.
Dan Lanning brought to you by Philbrook Law. In football, you need a great coach. In life, after an accident, you need a great lawyer. That's why you need Philbrook Law, accident and injury attorneys. Philbrook-law.com, your local law team. Dan Lanning joins us every Thursday at 4. The postgame show is next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.